take time to visit people. Ladies and gentlemen, when was the last time you left your house and visited relatives? It is very important to leave your house once in a while and visit people. You know, they say every house has a unique smell which the owners of the house are not aware of. If you never leave your house, you will never know that perhaps it has a smell between that of a pigsty and a public toilet. If you never visit other people, you will never know some things. For example, you will never know that photographs are supposed to be kept in an album instead of hanging thousands of them on the wall. Have you ever been to a house where you can't tell whether the wall is painted white or blue because every inch of it is covered by family photographs? And some of the photographs look as if they were taken before Vasco da Gama arrived on the East African coast. Have you seen those photos taken with a wooden radio or even a bicycle in the middle, just because in those days, those were the greatest signs of development? Talking of photographs, did you know that every family has a member who seems to have been born with only one purpose in life: to ruin family photographs? The photographer tells everyone to be alert, but as soon as he clicks away, the fellow decides to yawn as if his hunger requires urgent intervention by the World Food Program. When I was 15 years old, I went to visit my uncle. I was excited, but got the shock of my life the moment I reached the house. I noticed that one of the unwritten rules at the place was that shoes must be left at the doorway. Now, at that age, I had learned to pay keen attention to everything except socks. I wore a pair of socks, okay, but of different colors. On one foot, it was green and yellow on the other. What's more, the yellow one had two holes that were bigger than the largest county in Kenya. My toes were peeping out of those little holes like curious little rats. I knocked on the door and entered the house. When I sat down, I put the foot with the good sock on top of the other. I tried hard to be as composed as the situation demanded. I can confirm to you, it was not easy. The family welcomed me and told me to feel at home. I found in the members taking tea, mandazi, and boiled eggs. At the age of 15, those were my favorite foods. But I quickly remembered that as the visitor, it was expected of me to observe the highest standards of etiquette. Ladies and gentlemen, how many times is a visitor supposed to sip his tea in a minute? How many times does one bite the sweet mandazi to make the same duration of time? How many mandazis is a visitor supposed to eat at one sitting? And how many mugs of tea should a visitor take if she wishes to maintain this share of respect? These questions really troubled my mind. I was nervous. I told myself, just do what you see them do. I watched them closely. They bite, I bite. They sip, I sip. They smile, I smile. They look at the photographs on the wall, I look at the photographs on the wall. They look at the roof, I look at the roof. They break a boiled egg, I break a boiled egg. They scratch themselves somewhere, I scratch myself somewhere. Things were moving pretty smoothly until my throat decided to let me down. I mean, what began like a little itch rapidly developed into an ugly cough that rattled my throat. It felt like an earthquake. My struggle to suppress the itching with a sip of the tea was futile. Ladies and gentlemen, since our country gained independence, no visitor has ever coughed like that. I coughed so hard that the torn sock became exposed, well, like a national scandal. You can imagine how embarrassed I felt.